Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Kathy Vance, the program manager for Loayza County Extension and Outreach, about the extension's 100-year anniversary.
What is the history of the extension office and how did it begin 100 years ago?
Here's an interesting thing. Extension actually began in Iowa, not in Loayza County, but some farmers wanted to know a little bit more about what the professors at the Iowa State College of Agriculture and Engineering at that time in Ames were doing, and they asked some professors to come down and teach them about the research they were doing on corn. And this was over on the eastern side of the state. And that was about 1903, actually, and it wasn't for a few more years, another 9 years, that some money came available, funneled from the federal government down to the state government to allow other counties to hire county agents as well. They called them county agents, and set up agricultural extension offices in each county in the state. And Loayza County did theirs in 1917. The interesting thing about that, so there are offices in 1912, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. By the end of 1918, all 99 counties in the state of Iowa had extension offices. But in 1917, something happened in America that really made agriculture more important, and that would be the First World War. So when farmers in April of 1918 are faced with feeding the military in Europe, feeding Europeans, and feeding Americans through a war, well, things can happen fast. And here's an interesting note about Loayza County, and I found this out by doing some research on the Extension Office. Our Wapello Farmers Elevator, which was a cooperative of farmers, our Farm Bureau, and our Extension Office all started within 60 days of each other and all just after we went into the war.
With this anniversary, and you mentioned some research that you have been doing, what are some other interesting things that you've dug up about the Extension program and about Loayza County Extension?
Well, here's an interesting thing about the state of Iowa. Extension offices had sponsoring organizations, and ours was Farm Bureau. And it was Farm Bureau in many of the counties, not 100%, but many of them. In 1955, the Iowa State Legislature approved agricultural extension districts as tax levying organizations, like a school district. And so they could levy for their own taxes, which made them not eligible to lobby anymore, and broke extension offices off from Farm Bureau. So in 1955, we left the Farm Bureau office in Loayza County and moved to Van Buren Street. Interestingly enough, there are pictures. I found pictures of the old extension offices, and there were three of them, and they are all within one block of each other from where we are exactly today. Since 1955, we have not moved further than a block, although we've moved three times. In Loayza County, extension has been extremely significant through two big floods, of course, 1993 and 2008. We have a strong 4-H program, very strong in agriculture, but I also uncovered a lot of work in economic development, help for retailers in the 1980s during the farm crisis. I mean, how do communities stay alive when the farmers are facing such dire financial issues? Well, you help the communities with their marketing and advertising, and Extension did a lot of that. Obviously, in a rural area, there would be lots of farm life assistance, gardening, canning, using your resources in your farm home to the greatest extent possible. So we've done a lot of the traditional programs. Providing the research and resources of Iowa State to the citizens of the county is really what Extension does, and Loayza County has done it well.
How would you say the program has managed to have this longevity, and do you imagine 100 years more for the county extension?
Okay, that's a really interesting question, and I would say that extension, like other tax-supported organizations, faces, you know, tight times. In Loayza County, they've been creative. The Loayza County Extension Council, so we have elected councils, like a school board, and there are 9 of them. Originally, one representative from every township in the county, which would have been 13 in Loayza County. That was narrowed down to 9 in every county, no matter how many townships you have. So our council has been frugal, and has managed to purchase our building. We've purchased a county car, so we don't have mileage overhead. We've put in solar panels, and we are the only extension district to own a car and to have solar panels to pay for our energy. And we carry grants and contracts above and beyond the tax. We only get 30 cents per thousand valuation, so it's not a lot of money to run a pretty important program. So we have really, our council has been forward-thinking, and I think has been for 100 years. I've read through the minutes now, and I think, wow, they really understood what it was going to take to keep extension in Loisa County, and they have really done a good job. Okay, across the state, other counties are facing more financial difficulties, but I think extension is something Iowans need and want, and I think the state legislature will continue to support it, and Iowa State certainly will.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Loisa County Extension Program Manager Kathy Vance. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.